Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here at Pensacola Business Radio, and we are bringing you the Young Entrepreneur Radio Series. And I have the host, Mr. Thomas Booker, across from me on his spring break, nonetheless.
Yes.
Decided to come to work. Now, that is a dedicated man right there.
Yes, do what you got to do.
All right, man. I'm going to turn it over to you. Go for it.
Thank you. Today, we have one guest, which is Addie Sims, and she is the CEO of Initially You. Hey, Addie, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good. Thanks, Thomas.
Hey, so tell us a little bit about your company.
Initially, you sells customizable letters that I will paint and I will cork. Basically, I call it cork for your door. They're about 2 feet tall, but you can put them on your door, in your home, really wherever.
Right. So how old were you when you started this business? Because you're only, 15, 16 now?
Right. I was about 12 or 13 when I started, seventh grade, I think.
And what inspired you to have this idea of you're going to own a company and expand it?
Right. So my aunt, I needed a gift for her for Christmas. So I'm thinking, and I told my mom, I was like, okay, mom, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a letter for her. We can go get this at Hobby Lobby. It'll be great. I can just make it for her. And my mom was like, okay, like that's going to work. And I was like, I'm going to put corks on it. It's going to look great. So we went to Hobby Lobby, got stuff. So my mom called my aunt up and was like, hey, Addie's making you a gift. Can't guarantee anything. So just expect, just be really happy when you open it. Just act like it looks great. So I make it. My mom's like, oh my gosh, wow, that's really good. So she opens on Christmas. She loves it. So she kept it up on her door for about 2 months. And everyone's asking her in Alabama, because she lives in Andalusia. Everyone's asking her, oh my gosh, where'd you get this letter? It looks like it's from Pottery Barn. It looks so cool. Like, I'm really interested. Where can I get it? So my aunt's telling me, hey, you could really sell this. You could make a business out of this. So that's kind of where it started.
Right. And now you're at the point where, you're building up and now you need help. So you're turning to the YA program. And how's that turning out for you?
Oh, it's doing really good. I've learned a lot. I was just kind of building it up from the ground up, and I wasn't really doing anything that I guess is what you should do in a business. I mean, I was just kind of going for it, and YA has really helped me figure out what to buy, when to buy it, how to find cheapest stuff, your financials. I mean, they've been a lot of help to the business.
Right. They also helped me when I was in the YA program turn my idea into, a reality, because I didn't know how to go about it. I didn't know how to, buy the necessary items or the necessary tools, and it helped me to get to where I am today.
For sure.
And, with that in mind, what is most important about your business now that you've kind of seen your whole business?
I feel like the most important thing about the business as a whole, just to keep it going, and I just feel like it's super important to have a relationship with your customers, because I've seen in some situations where I haven't been most on top of it with my customers and it's kind of faded away. But when I'm really there with my customers and seeing what they want and seeing how I can get it to them and seeing how I can make the best product for them, I feel like that's what really keeps your business going. And if you don't have a good relationship with your customers and a good customer base, then you don't really have a business.
Right. And that is the most important thing in a business, no matter how good or mediocre your product may be. It's always the customer service. I mean,
for sure,
you'll go back a place, you'll go back to a place 100 times, no matter how good the food may be. But, to meet the one person that made your day for the rest of that day.
Right.
It changes, it changes the aspect of the business.
Oh, for sure.
And how do you plan on to growing your business from here, since you're in the Young Entrepreneurs Academy?
Well, right now I have a storefront at 98 Treasures, so I've really expanded through there recently. What I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to get in some more retail locations. I do sell offline off of my website and my Facebook page, but I really am looking to go into 2 new retail locations by the end of this year to get my products out there more. And I'm going to try to reach out to some local realtors to see if they can distribute my letters when they close a house.
Cool. Do you ever plan on expanding the new products or ideas?
Oh, I always am expanding new products. I always have new things. I always put them in the store. My 4 main products are the 2 bigger letters and the 2 smaller letters, and they are cork and painted. And then just recently, I've started to make cork trays and cork stoppers or wine stoppers.
Right.
So that's exciting.
Since we're on the topic of most recently, or the near future, you have the investor panel. So how you've been preparing for that?
Oh, it's super exciting. As a team in all the kids in the class, we've all just really come together and helped each other out with it. But I'm super prepared. I'm super excited. It's going to be really good.
Now, do you think when you were preparing, do you think that, you know, other ways you can improve it? Because I remember I was there on Thursday and, you know, we're looking at some of the kids and their presentations, you know, there's always room for improvement. But however, you think you're prepared for the Sharks to come and try to hunt you down?
I feel like I'm pretty prepared, and it's really fun to go in there and rehearse with other people because you pick up stuff like, oh, yeah, they didn't look up as much. I really need to start looking up. Or, oh, I really loved how they stood and their posture. I need to really work on my posture. So it's really good to like bounce ideas off of other people and just get that with the group and stuff.
Right. And how do you feel about the program as a whole? How do you feel about the people, your friends that you've met through the program? You know, what has come out of the YA program for you?
Oh, the program's been great. I've made a lot of new connections with businesses, which I feel is super important too, to keep connected with other businesses as you're growing. And the people there have been super great. The instructors that we've had have been really powerful, and all the guest speakers that come in for us. And it's super fun to be with the kids in there too. I mean, everyone's fun and no one's just sad to be there. I mean, we have a fun time. We joke around. It's a lot of fun there.
Right. I get picked on a little bit. You know?
It's okay.
It's not okay at all.
It will be. Trust me.
It will not.
Don't let it faze you, man. Just keep on keeping on.
Yeah. And speaking of being picked on, do you ever feel looked at differently when you go into public places and you say, you know, I own a business, or you go in with your friends and you hang out and they want to know what you're doing and you're saying, you know, I'm busy, I can't do this.
Right, you're working.
Yeah.
It's definitely really weird to be like a business owner at 15. And people do definitely look at you different when you go and you're, oh, I own my own business, because it's not necessarily a bad thing. But I mean, when you are 15, you're not taken as seriously as you would if you were 30. But I mean, I think it's like super exciting that I am doing it so young. And I think it does show a lot.
There's some 30-year-olds I wouldn't take as seriously as I take you. Trust me, it's okay.
Well, how do you think 16-year-old, you know,
I think
man
you guys, I support this program, obviously, 100%, but
right.
I think you guys face that challenge. And this is some of what the program teaches you, and what I think some of what you guys learn as you go through these business plans and stuff, and you really start dissecting your business,
right,
where the weaknesses are, where the strengths are, whatever the SWOTs and all that. But I think one of the biggest challenges that you have is just that. You have to walk into somewhere and say, hey, listen, I know what I'm talking about.
You have to be confident in your business. And if you're not confident in your business, then you'll get eaten alive out there.
That's it. That's it. Especially in the retail world, which is a very tough industry to get into, let alone to actually have to approach some store owners and say, I would like to sell my product in your store.
Because especially going into that atmosphere, people, I mean, you're 15, you know, like, what can you possibly have?
Mm-hmm.
So you really just basically have to prove yourself at the end.
You
got to
walk in with like flow charts and pie charts.
Exactly.
And
your whole spreadsheet.
Yeah. But I think you said it. If you know your business in and out, and I think that's exactly what this program teaches you to do.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
You've got a leg to stand on. And if anybody will give you 3 to 5 minutes to talk, they're going to realize you know what you're talking about. You know?
And especially, you know, for our generation, because they don't understand, you know, what you're doing. They understand that you're running a business. Especially, you know, take me, for example. You know, you walk in somewhere with a box of cupcakes.
Yep.
And they're saying.
And they didn't give you the time of day until they tasted your cupcake.
Right.
And then it was like, oh, okay, how do I get more? Yeah.
Exactly. You know, you walk in there, you're like, who's this for?
Yeah.
No one I just made. I'm just going to give them away. Oh, you made those? You know, they look at you differently. You know, no matter what your business is, they'll look at you differently regardless.
Yeah.
No, I just feel like I just get picked on, you know.
It's okay. Keep getting picked on. This is how people make great things in the world.
Exactly.
Facebook guy was picked on. Google was picked on. Trust me. These are how beautiful things happen.
This is a good thing, Thomas.
You keep staying strong and coming up with good ideas and supporting other kids that are doing this stuff like you're doing with the mentoring piece of it. And hopefully you'll get to be continue serving after you get through this year.
Sure.
But you guys keep pushing all of those kids, because I'm telling you, some of the best things that are yet to come in this world are going to be from really young kids just like you guys.
Right.
I truly believe in that.
And that's what it's going to be based on, you know, just ambitions and desires for kids who are younger than the adults who don't have that same desire.
Yeah, or just want something to do.
Yeah. So going back, looking at what you've done through your program, through your business, is there anything that you would have changed, you know, you would have done differently to maybe even better, or it could have hurt you? Would you have changed it?
I feel like towards the beginning, just because I was a little young when I started, I feel like if I would have stayed in touch with some of my customers some more, like I said earlier, I've learned a lot that staying in touch with your customers and getting back with them is super important. And I feel like I been better on follow-up. And following up with your customers is super important too, because you don't know if they have so much to do. They've got this meeting and this paper due. Like, they have all these different things they need to do. So if you'll just call them, like, they're not taking the time to call you necessarily, but if you can reach out to them, then they'll get back to you. So I feel like I would change the amount of times I would follow up and keeping in touch with my customers.
Right. That's what we have to do every day when we're making an order, or, you know, somebody making an order for you. You have to always have to check on your customers, because you never know when they're going to come back and, you know, be a repeat customer. Do you see people, you know, and you talk about how we look at people differently. Do you see people changing their ways instantly, or do you see them, you know, it happens over time? Do you have to, like you said, prove yourself?
Right.
Or do you have to, does it happen instantly for some people?
As far as in a business?
Right.
I feel like there's definitely a learning curve to it, especially I've seen in the class with people, especially for me, there's been a learning curve for me just to learn different types of things. So I feel like it's not something you just pick up. I think it is for some people, but for most people, I feel like it's something that's really thought out and learned and, you know, like practiced.
Right. Because it's mostly through experiences, you know. We're going to have to experience something in order to see whether it's right or wrong.
No one can teach you the experience. So I feel like it's definitely just a combination of experiences.
Right. Keith, do you have anything to add on to this?
Oh, man, I'm over here multitasking. So.
I see.
You know, I think there's some instances in your business that you can change immediately. And I think you have to have that flexibility to be able to adapt, as any business should. But I also think that there are some things that you either don't change, or you don't change immediately and you really take the time to do it right, or you don't change because you are the one with the foothold. Like, the leather jacket never goes out of style, right? And even if it does, it comes back. So if you make a good leather jacket, don't stop making a good leather jacket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to really kind of find that middle ground.
Right.
But like you said, where you're adding some extra products, and you said some really cool key things that I thought, like, you want letters to go out after a realtor sell a house. That is a great idea, you know? So even though you haven't necessarily changed who you are or what you're doing, you have certainly been flexible enough to change your approach.
Oh, for sure.
On how to get the word out, how to get the business out, or even some of your goals. Like, you may say 2 by the end of the year, but you may get 2 in 2 months. And then now it's like, well, shoot, let's just go for 10, you know?
Right.
That door swings both ways, and you kind of have to where, and this is where you just need to know your business and know your brand and know your industry. But sometimes you just got to have that foothold. You also have to have the 1 foot out the door ready to do something different, you know?
And so, I feel like it definitely helps with a small business, because it's easier to change things instantly, because just for me, I don't have 10 storefronts. So if I need to change something, I just go to my one storefront, and then I go for my websites and stuff, and I figure that out. So I feel like it's easier to be more flexible when you're a smaller business like we are.
Yeah, it definitely is, because, you know, you don't want to control, you know, hundreds of people and 30, 40 different, you know, store locations. It's difficult.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when Coke wants to change the color of their can, it's a huge deal.
Right.
But you're just like, well, it's just the color of a can. You know, so, but some of these things you don't even recognize until you start going through these programs like this, where you can say, okay, well, if I do make this choice, is it a $1.50 choice?
Right.
Or is it a $1.5 million choice?
Right. And it really makes you think, like, through the Yay program, it's really made me think, not just, I might just try this. Like, why not? It's just really made you think through all your decisions. And it's a good thing to see if, and before you even try it, you can see if it's going to thrive in your market, or if it's just going to fall behind.
So what's your web, where can we find your stuff?
I currently have a website, initiallyyou.com, and the Y is shared between initially and you, and then I have a Facebook page, Initially You. So same thing.
Okay, cool. So we'll make sure we get all those links when we repost and all that stuff later. So
Anything else? You have Instagram?
No Instagram right now. I'm on Pinterest. Initially,
the only one I'm not on. Oh, wait, there's two. There's Etsy. I've decided that either one of those will just ruin the rest of my day, because I'll never do anything except flip through those things.
And then Investor Panel is not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday.
Correct.
Right.
6 to 8, Pensacola Little Theater. So that'll be exciting. All the businesses there.
You have to make sure that everybody comes out for that. It will be a wonderful experience.
Oh, for sure.
Getting to see all the young entrepreneurs present. And
you're on the other side of it this time.
Yeah.
You get to relax and watch the rest of them get cheered.
I don't have to stretch about.
No, is it? It's full on Shark Tank, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
So, like we said, again, make sure you come out March 29th, 2016 at
6 to 7:30,
I think.
Right. So see, it's different when you're on the other side. You don't remember as much stuff.
That's right.
And it'd be at the Pensacola Little Theater this time instead of the UWF theater.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, but it's right downtown, so it's a lot closer for some people.
And there's a lot more going on also. Mm-hmm. I know I'll be there selling cupcakes. Giving away.
And I think most of us in the program, we're going to have places set up in the Portobello Market, I think it is.
Yeah.
That we're going to be selling some stuff.
You'll be able to display all your stuff and cool.
Mm-hmm. Right. For sure.
Awesome.
So definitely some people there.
So everybody leaves a winner, even if you don't get to leave. I mean, hey, you get to sell your product. That's awesome. That's a winner to me. You know? All right. So what did we miss? Nothing?
Nothing.
Are you good?
I think we're good.
You feel like we've covered everything you've done?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you sure?
Any shout outs?
I ask this question to all the young entrepreneurs. What do your parents think? Are they like, really? Seriously? Or, I mean, was it a learning curve for them as much as it was for you?
Well, my mom she's Mary Kay, so she's basically starting
so
business.
She knows all about the entrepreneurial spirit.
Right. Yeah. So she kind of, I'm not necessarily pushed me, but she really helped me do it. She inspired me to do it.
Well, that's good. That's a huge organization to, you could learn some really good moves from, I'm sure. Yes, I'm sure mom already has like the booklets out for you, training manual 1 and 2. So, well, very cool. Well, I'm glad you got to join us today.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
I'm going to wish you luck on Tuesday's adventures.
Thank you.
And just remember, no matter what happens, don't give up. Seriously, don't, because, you know, you can't win everything every day.
For sure.
But the only thing you need to beat is who you were yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
So just remember that. And, sometimes some people only have visions for certain things, and sometimes it just may be your day and it may not. Trust me, if I could tell you how many ideas I tried to throw against the wall to see if they'd stick, and until we ended up in one that actually worked, it's okay. It's okay.
It is okay.
How many batches of cupcakes have you tossed because it just wasn't right?
Not that many, actually.
Oh. Well, you're still young. You still got a long way to go. You're still young. So, cool. All right, so we're going to do this. We will have Young Entrepreneur Radio every third Monday of the month.
Correct.
And we will continue to feature a bunch of the students from the class, whether previous or existing class that's going on. We will also be sharing some of the other people that have helped this program go on, whether it be the instructors or the speakers or some of the mentors from the program as well. And we are really going to give this platform to Thomas and to the Young Entrepreneur Radios and the young entrepreneurs here in town and help them get the voice out on all the things that they're doing. As we get through some of this, and once you get past Shark Tank, what we like to do with some of this is help you guys really build some business and really help get you guys connected with the right people in the right times, and maybe a realtor or two or things like that, where you can start actually getting some more real world experience with this and
a customer base.
Put some money in the trust fund for your college. I mean, let's go. Let's call you. Mom's over here like, that's it. So, but anyway, so that's it. Thomas, thanks for coming.
Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for being here. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, guys. So this has been Young Entrepreneur Radio here on Pensacola Business Radio. You guys can find us at PCola Radio X at Twitter, or you can find us at PCola BRX on Facebook. Thomas, let's give your cupcake one. Come on.
Spit it out. Facebook?
Yeah.
All right, You're Just Desserts by Thomas.
There you go. And you do have the website up, right? Is it done?
Not yet.
All right. So we're sticking with Facebook. So, okay, you guys, well, this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Thanks for tuning in. Mm-hmm.